Yeah, for me that's very gratifying. It's interesting for a number of reasons. One is that for years no one paid the slightest bit of attention to the book publishing industry. It's been ignored for 3 or 4 decades. The last good study of the book publishing industry was done in the 1970s and published in the United States under the title of Books, the Culture and Commerce of Publishing. But that was the last serious study that was ever done. And for 30 years, the industry has been pretty much ignored in terms of systematic social science research. So when I began this research, there weren't many people who were trying to do what I was doing to understand the structures and dynamics of the industry as a whole. And to many outside observers, the publishing industry, in any case, looked like very old technology, old media. They weren't much interested in it. When I published Merchants of Culture, however, the industry was in the throes of change, and there was a great deal of concern about books and their future. And the book Merchants of Culture, it found a very attentive audience, both in the media and among those people who are practitioners in the industry. For me, that's very gratifying that the response from practitioners in the industry was so positive, because it is, to some extent, a test of whether I've got it right, that people whose industry it is recognize their world in the account that I have given. So for me, that's very gratifying and very important intellectually, that they responded as positively as they did. That doesn't mean they agreed with everything I said in terms of the critical comments that I made on the industry, but the fact that my picture of the industry was a picture that they recognized as an accurate portrayal of their world is for me a very important consideration.